This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. This is Monday. We are just a couple, just 3 days away from the NFL draft. It's hard to believe we're finally here, folks.
I know. It's exciting. We've been talking about it for months, and now we finally get to see where some of these top prospects land.
I will say, Charlie, it's kind of sad right now. NBA playoffs going on, but we don't really have any dog in the fight.
Yeah. You know, I just want to see good games. And we saw a few of them on Saturday.
It was fun seeing the Lakers.
We did not see as many on Sunday. Oh, my goodness. And so, but if you look at like the slate and how the NBA scheduled it, you kind of anticipated the better games were going to be on that Saturday,
right,
versus the Sunday matchups where they have the 1v8s and the 2v7s on the same day. And it's going to change up. Like, the scheduling is kind of weird with the NBA, this playoff first-round matchups. And the Saturday games were fun, though, Steve. I had a good time, specifically with the Nuggets and Clippers game. Was awesome. Like, that first matchup, I know that a lot of folks, myself included, kind of favored the Clippers against the Nuggets, given that they had just fired their head coach basically a week before the start of the postseason, and that they've, you know, not necessarily been slumping, but, you know, the Clippers have kind of been surging late, and they looked great in their season finale against Golden State, which helped them get that 5 seed. I'm kind of still on the Clippers bandwagon a little bit. I think that they can still win that series, but tonight's matchup is obviously huge. The Knicks and Pistons game one was really interesting because
that's going on right now. That second game.
Yeah. Game two. Actually, I don't have that up. I'm going to take a look at that in just a second.
It's currently Pistons 17-16 right now, early on, obviously.
The Pistons were in good position to win that game. And then the Knicks go on a 21-0 run in the fourth quarter. And during that stretch, the Pistons crumbled like a house of cards. And it showed a little bit of youth, I think, right, with Cade Cunningham and Jalen Duren. And, you know, this is like these guys' first real shot at it. Osar Thompson. The Knicks have been here before. They haven't made like a deep run to, you know, the conference finals or the NBA finals for that matter. But they've been in situations like this and in playoff basketball. And at Madison Square Garden, it felt like the young Pistons got a little bit rattled in that 21-0 stretch. And that ended up booking, you know, the Knicks for that game one victory. I still think it's going to be a fun series. You know, like, Cade Cunningham's going to have one of these nights where he drops 35, 40 points, and the Pistons are going to pick up a win. I think it's like a 4-2 for New York, but that was a fun matchup on Saturday, Steve. As I mentioned, the Clippers-Nuggets was good. I loved seeing the Lakers get just blasted.
Luka showed up, but nobody else did on the Lakers.
Naz Reid, former LSU Tiger. Listen, man, every time he catches the ball, he's got such a quick release from three-point range for a guy that's like 7 feet tall. And it's a pretty shot, too. He's awesome. And then Jaden McDaniels was great. Anthony Edwards didn't play his best game, but they still blew out the Lakers.
Now a lot of folks
are kind of starting to rethink that series a little bit. That, oh, well, you know, people just kind of expected the Lakers to move on. And
for sure,
Luka would own, you know, the Timberwolves again, just like he did last year in the conference finals. Maybe not so fast.
Yeah, that to me was the highlight of Saturday, just because I begrudgingly, you know, expected the Lakers to have an easy go against the T-Wolves, honestly, and was worried what the Lake Show might do in these playoffs, considering the team up of Luka and LeBron. but was so surprised that Doncic was the only one, like I said, that showed up. It's only game one, but still to have that game in Los Angeles and the Lakers get routed was pretty eye-opening.
Steve, did you fill out a bracket?
I have not filled out an NBA bracket, sorry.
I did. I had the Thunder in 5 over the Grizzlies. I don't think that even gets to 5 at this point. That first game was so embarrassing for Memphis. And it, you know, listen, this is going to be a sweep. Just get it over with. I had the Clippers in 7 against the Nuggets. I still feel pretty good about that. I had the Lakers in 6 against the Timberwolves, and I no longer feel very good about that. let's see. I had the Warriors in 6 against the Rockets. That was the one game that was pretty fun last night because Houston got down early. They kind of came back a little bit. That's also like this young team versus this old guard squad. Houston's the young guns. Obviously, the Warriors are trying to make one last run with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. I had the Cavaliers in 6 in their first round matchup. I don't think that's going to go to 6 either against the Heat. It might be like a 5 or a 4. We'll see what happens
the
there.
Gentleman's sweep.
Right. The Pacers in 6 over the Bucks. That's looking good. The Knicks in 6 over the Pistons. And I had the Celtics in 5 over Orlando. So I feel pretty good about my picks, except for the Lakers. That's the one that I'm a little bit nervous about.
Yeah, right now we've got the Detroit Pistons up 21-18 over the Knicks. The first quarter winding down over there. And then the late game tonight, game 2 between the Nuggets and Clippers will be must-see TV for sure.
Given how that game 1 went, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's 2 very evenly matched teams. And now when you get to go play OKC in round 2, whichever winner kind of gets out of the slugfest between LA and Denver, good luck against OKC.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.